The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
This is Metallica right there. Somebody says, John, I always thought ATM was kind of a cool idea until I heard that Toledo's version is apple to mouth. Applelingus is a real thing now. I'm sure Brady's performed a little foodalingus on some items. I'm sure you.
Taking it doesn't that tomahawk stick around steak. Long.
No. I don't think you. I think you devour things. Toledo takes his time. It's beautiful. If Toledo was a
I've
porn
always told,
site,
you know, I've been told to take you, you know, to slow down.
Well, Toledo could teach you. Because if Toledo's
the master.
If his was a porn site, it would be that lovemaking one.
No one eats faster than you, though, John.
Trip does. Trip and I struggle.
He's on pace?
Up. He is ahead of me a lot of times. Trip, I eat very fast. I've never performed love on an apple before. If it sits for a couple seconds, it's garbage. If it starts turning a little brown, it's out. So, well, there's some suggestions here, but we'll get it together. It's time for the hot releases.
We're doing that?
Okay. I mean, real quick. We got a couple. I mean, we got to go.
There's
fast.
Not much, yeah.
I was just looking too. There's not a whole lot out right now that makes you excited. But you got, Toledo, you got a couple on the streaming. Sorry. Let's find out what's coming out this week. Hot releases coming up. Toledo, go.
All right. Well, there's one big one today in the video game releases. MLB The Show 21
yes.
is out today.
Does it have the comebacker? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the one that. No, that was like Big Head Baseball or something like that.
Was that Blake Snell and Nolan Arenado? That was them.
Yeah.
This is creepy.
The show is really stepped it up. It's the same thing where you can do the seasons. You can start out in the minor leagues. You can, you know, be the owner.
Wow. This is pretty spectacular. Buxton.
Yeah, Buxton's. You know, that's his flip and his swing.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Graphics are. I mean, that's just the promo one, but it plays pretty real.
This is actual gameplay trailer parts of it.
It is.
Yep.
Wow. They get their faces now.
Yeah.
It's.
Jesus.
Scary.
That's pretty good.
Shohei
There's
Ohtani.
Ohtani. He's playing. He's not hurt. Does he get hurt in the game all the time, too?
He might. I'm not sure about this one. This is Super Meat Boy Forever.
Super Meat Boy?
Super Meat Boy
that was
Forever.
Brady's nickname in high school.
It's the worst looking meat
now,
I've
now
seen.
He's got a video game out.
I like Super Meat Boy Forever so far. It's just black and white drawing. Oh, no, it's not. What is this?
I don't know.
This is perfect for 420.
Yeah.
Is it a wad of meat?
I think it's a wad of meat.
And it just fights tanks by bouncing off of them.
Yeah, and the sound effects are pretty solid.
I don't know what I'm watching, but it's a... It's
Super
a,
Meat Boy Forever.
It's a fever dream from hell.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of a scrolling gameplay like Mario Brothers, but then it changes.
Yeah, but this don't look good.
Yeah, I don't
Mario
know.
Brothers was good.
I don't know. This might be kind of fun.
It's kind of fun, Brett.
I don't know.
If you hadn't don't seen, be so anti.
I'm all with the MLB show there. That
I'll
was
tell
great.
You this
is
you insulted geez. Mario Brothers just there. There's
That's
a reason.
First
of
all, yeah, I
don't know how you can even compare this water meat to Mario.
Most think successful about my, franchise. Yeah, you went from just bigotry.
Come on. Mario Brothers ain't no water meat. They're plumbers. They get professions.
All right, on the streaming services, Netflix has Stowaway, which is a new movie out starring Anna Kendrick.
She's kind of been gone for a little while. They ran out of a cappella movies.
Yeah.
She sings in this.
Does she?
On a mission headed to Mars, an unintended stowaway accidentally causes severe damage to the spaceship's life support system.
Is she in helium? What was that?
Did she?
My God, Zoe, I'm a doctor. I want you to focus on slowing down your breathing. Into your nose, out through your mouth.
Hi, Michael. I'm Marina Barnett, the commander of the ship.
Oh,
do you remember what
Tony
happened
Coletti's
on the
in it, too.
Yep,
it was a good cast.
I'm a launch support engineer, ma'am. How long was I out?
We took off about 12 hours ago.
Oh, some engineer got stowed away in the spacecraft.
Yeah. I bet you there's something living inside of it.
Yeah, it's, that's a good guess.
Let's scroll ahead in the trailer. We'll see. Way.
I don't think I'm growing weed there.
How much time do we have before it's too late?
20 days.
I think we should put ourselves at risk.
For their sanity, they need to try this.
I like Anna Kendrick. I'm not buying her as an astronaut.
Hold on, a doctor astronaut. Hold on a second here. I'm led to believe that NASA has the technology to do all this stuff, but they don't have
a head count.
They don't have a head count, and they don't have any machinery in the suit that makes it seem like there's a living being trapped in a hole on the machine. Like every single thing has to go so perfectly for launch.
Right.
They got a black guy jammed in the attic they didn't even know about.
What happened?
Struggling with the premise a little there.
All right. A new series, Shadow and Bone, is also coming out on Netflix, and this is kind of a Harry Potter-ish, suspenseful. I don't know if it's all for kids.
You're safe now.
Dragons, Joe.
Yeah, but...
Tell me what happened in the fold.
The fold.
What saved you?
You won't believe me, but this was a sun.
I don't like movies that are all like Morrissey talking to me the entire time.
Oh. We should get Ian on the phone because... Oh. Morris, he's pissed.
Oh, yeah, he's all bent.
What did he get
shape?
Mad about?
At the Simpsons.
Oh, well, oh God, the episode Sunday yeah. was actually yeah. a good Simpsons yeah. episode. He's mad?
Oh, he's very mad. He's threatening legal action.
Fantastic. Because that's all I thought. I'm like, this is so great. They had some brooding old rock star that is a vegan. Oh, that is a that's if you watched it. It was one of the better Simpsons episodes in years.
All right, on Hulu, there is a new series called Cruel Summer that is also on Freeform TV. Not sure
but
what
there's
it's
a wronged party here.
What's up, psycho?
I have been lied about, spit Ooh. At, made fun of. I am the most hated person in the nation.
What'd she do?
And you want me to be more like her?
Yeah, I do.
1993.
Right? Yeah, it's my birthday. Happy birthday. We all want what we can't have, even if we have to change ourselves to get it. You think that one day I'm just gonna be pretty and popular?
Well, if that's what you want.
But there are some moments in life that change us forever.
A local teenager has now been missing for 4 days. Friends and family of Kate Wallace describe her as a popular and fun.
She got stolen away.
Uh-oh.
All right, this might be interesting.
So, Cruel Summer, and I believe that premieres tomorrow.
But it follows the old movie guideline of ugly girl with glasses and a ponytail. Mm-hmm. Once she takes those off, she's the most
hot.
Popular girl in the world. And all it took was her figuring that out to be the hot blonde.
All right. On Disney, Big Shot, John Stamos is back, boys, as an angry basketball coach.
With a drinking problem?
Who?
No, Coach Marvin Corn.
Wait for it, John.
NCAA to some fancy high school.
Personally, I think it's all a big mistake, but I'm prepared to make the best of it.
Big NCAA coach.
What did he Marvin say? Corn.
And now he's coaching
high school.
High school what?
Girls basketball. No, it's the punishment no man deserves. Look, get a job at Home Depot. Have some pride. John Stamos.
I'm gonna teach you my system of basketball from the ground up. Smaller steps but faster.
So this is called Hoosiers?
Whoa.
Is that? No, I don't know.
It's everything you want it to be.
It's Stamos. He loves young girls.
Yeah.
Is this a movie or a show?
Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Show.
Oh, okay.
It's a show.
A punishment unlike any man's ever deserved in his life. You have to go coach girls' high school basketball. It's the only other
and I
worst.
I punish myself.
You've seen this?
I watched it on Sunday.
Why?
How many episodes you go?
Because I wanted to see exactly.
Oh, Brady.
How many episodes in you go?
Oh, and what kind of review
there
we get?
Just one, the pilot. And
I hate girls' basketball
it's
so much.
How many stars?
Bad.
It's really bad, isn't it? Because there's girls' basketball involved. Nothing good.
Three and a half. You can't.
That.
You watched it with Kirby, so you're not going to give it a bad review.
No.
Worst.
No.
Did Kirby enjoy it? None out of five.
One star.
Whoa.
Why one?
I kind of like really Stamos. Sucks.
What are you eating?
Candy bar, like you do.
Okay. Well, I am. I'm going to eat it and then I throw it out.
It was,
I'm
in, sure. It was in his pocket. Sure. It's warm and moist.
Making sure. After that discussion, how dare you? Bring food into this
because
room.
Of that discussion. I know. Screw you.
And it's on a napkin. It's so many questions. The only worse punishment than coaching girls' high school basketball is watching it. Like if you had to go to every game, just observe.
Let alone, I just was curious. How are they going to pull off this riveting game?
Ugh.
The actual they're playing.
I root for We Are Marshall.
They played Laguna Niguel, man.
Ugh. Laguna Niguel.
Powerhouse.
Did they lose?
It's a yeah. Oh, but they came back in the second half.
Two things. Unless it's the Bad News Bears, kids' sport movies and girl basketball movies are bad.
Bad.
Anytime a child plays professional sports, I think I'd rather watch girls' basketball.
I mean, you didn't like Angels in the Outfield Rookie or whatever the hell that was?
Angels in the Outfield. Ugh, gross. Such a terrible idea. Stamos hanging out. You wouldn't let John Stamos hang out with high school girls ever. Bad news.
The guy gets, you know, fired. It would have been national news. Then he goes over here. It's pretty funny.
Pretty great. All right. I'm not watching that. Thank you. What do you got, Bert?
All right. There's a few out.
Hot release.
And let's see.
Music.
Get my volume straightened out.
Music.
It's taking all right, forever.
Dirty Honey is back with their new album. This song's called California Dreamin'.
I've heard this before. Huh. The Mamas and the Papas.
Is that the California
nice Mustang?
Mustang?
Yeah.
What model is that, Brett?
That might be the California.
66, I believe. It's a 6 fastback. Pretty nice.
If Tripp said he would get you one of those in lieu of paying you this year, would you take it?
Probably.
Wow.
Not one of the. Yeah, if it was like a Shelby or something. Yeah.
If it looked like that one.
But you would have to sell it to live.
I'd make more of him selling that car than
saying.
I would.
Like if he said, I'll give you the money.
Let's get into this.
Annually or this car.
Really?
What?
Silver dollar available?
No. Advertising.
I don't remember them sounding so old school.
This is kind of cool.
Long hair lives.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Not bad. All right,
not bad.
Next one.
Of course, Lemmy and Motorhead. They got a new album. Well, not new
Lemmy
album,
doesn't.
But a live album hitting stores. Louder Than Noise live in Berlin, and yeah. Of course, we kind of.
This one is dedicated to Phil Campbell and me. It's called Over the Top.
Lemmy patter. I've never seen Motorhead live.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky. It
has to be just fun, right?
I saw him twice, and it's one of those cases, like, after you've seen him once, you've seen him.
Yeah.
That's it.
But it's great.
AC/DC.
Yeah. But at least AC/DC a lot of times has a stage show and stuff. Motorhead is just three dudes out there playing. That's it.
No idea what he's doing, but I want to see it. I'm too late. I'm
that
late.
Moles.
That's a basketball.
Skindred is re-releasing Roots Rot Riot.
Okay.
And it's a re-release. It's like, kind of fits today, kind of reggae metal.
I don't know. I actually don't mind Skindred, but.
Good 420 release.
And there's something new from
Of course, when I'm, when I, what I was holding off for today's 420, Bongzilla.
Yes!
Their new album Weedsconsin, is in stores this Friday. Should we skip ahead to Earth Bong Smoked Mags Bags?
Yes. Earth Bong Smoked Mags Bags.
Let's see here.
I like this.
Wow, they put the whole album up in one video?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it's only 6 songs.
Oh, okay.
There you go. There's your weedy music.
Go nuts, weedies. Celebrate yourselves.
Happy 420, man.
So wait a minute. That first song is done by the same band that did that song?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was Sunday Driver, like Sunday the ice cream, not Sunday the day.
Sunday Driver's a weed strand.
Yeah.
Free
the Weed, Space Rock, The Weed Eater, Gummies, and Earth Bong Smoked Mags Bags.
There's a theme, then, is what you're saying, from Bongzilla.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Scott Haynes says, ironically, after that John Stamos thing, Aunt Becky from Full House has a show out about fake girls' sports, too. It's called Life. Well done, Scott.
She's a coach of a crew team.
Girls basketball. Yuck.
College crew.
Yuck. I'd sooner watch soccer.
It's so good. You can watch it.
There you go. That, I guess those are good ones. Bongzilla for a certain.
Bongzilla for Weedsconsin? Yeah. Come on.
MLB the show?
Huh?
MLB the show.
MLB the show is pretty sick, if you want to get into that. There you go. There's your hot releases. It's 98.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.